Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it does remind me of A-Rod a lot. It really does. Now, I know that Steve Cohen hasn't come out and said he's a 25-in-1 player, you know, morphing the A-Rod stuff. But the hot air and the noise around the Mets scares me. It's almost too good to be true. There's something I don't trust about the Yankees. So to me, it's between two teams. And those two teams are teams that will cause my sports fandom to take a major, major hit. Those two teams are the Philadelphia Phillies and the Washington Nationals.
I knew you were going back.
I believe Juan Soto will be a Philly or a National.
You want the conspiracy. No.
You got to pick one.
Of course.
I have to pick one?
Yes.
All right.
You know what? No, Evan, we'll pick two. I think it'll be a Yankee or a Met.
No, that's not
Yankee,
fair.
Met, Dodger, Philly for me.
No, I
get four options.
I'm picking two out-of-the-box teams. The Phillies didn't have a meeting to the last second, and the Nationals don't even have a reporting meeting.
The Phillies are not out of the box. If you want to put those, red potatoes on the table, you just pick one.
All right, Phillies or Nationals, Phillies or Nationals, Phillies or Nationals, Phillies or Nationals, Phillies or Nationals. He's going to stun us all. He's going back to Washington.
Mm. Okay.
There's no meeting reported. There's nothing out there about that other than mystery team. Mystery team. Mystery team. Ooh, there's a mystery team. Yeah, the mystery team is daddy. I'm going back to daddy, or I'm going back to mommy, whatever you want to call the Nationals.
All right, good. And now while you're at it, pick one appetizer in that Munchie Mania, because you did this last week.
I won't do that. It's the whole mania.
You always go with more than one option.
What is in the mania?
It's waffle fries. It's, I believe, mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
And quesadillas.
Correct.
Yeah.
All three.
Mini mozz sticks, by the way.
That's fine. I like all three.
Mini mozz sticks. Mini mozz.
Yeah, see, Tiki, this is where we steer you wrong. Have you learned anything from working with me and Evan?
No.
The Friendly's quesadilla is unparalleled.
Okay. But I like chicken sticks.
Cheese sticks?
Cheese sticks.
Yeah. I just had a chicken sandwich. So I like cheese sticks.
Well, the beauty is you don't have to choose. They're all in the same appetizer.
Yes, but it's not one appetizer.
But you don't have to choose. It's Sean made up a fake rule that you got. No, it's one appetizer.
Because everybody's got a Munchie Mania, Evan. Everybody puts their three best on the table.
Correct. So do you eat the Munchie Mania by yourself, or do you share?
Oh, back in the day, by myself. I need anyone sharing with me on that one.
Do people share their Munchie Mania, or do you eat it all yourself?
It depends. You could order it as a meal, but many times it's what starts the meal. You do that, so then you do a honey barbecue melt.
It's not an individual appetizer.
You can make it an individual appetizer.
Mm-hmm. Selfish.
Yeah, but Jake, aren't all appetizers supposed to be shared? Isn't that the whole point of it? It's an app that you share, and we all want to eat the whole thing, but we have to share it because it's rude not to.
Most of them are shared because it's like, oh, this is delicious. Have some. Versus, I can't eat all this, or I shouldn't eat all this.
I don't think there's too much.
So you have some.
No, there's not too much.
No, it's like appetizers for the table, Teak.
Yeah, it's a for the table thing. Like, it's because it's what you're supposed to do with it.
I don't know who y'all going to dinner with.
Well, you just eat the whole appetizer?
If you got a salad, are you be like, hey, munch on my salad.
No, that's not an appetizer.
That's not an appetizer.
It is an appetizer. That's a starter.
Side dish.
What? It's also a salad. We're not sharing a salad.
A salad and a soup is like a raised starting pitcher. It's an opener. It begins you.
It's a raised starting pitcher.
The appetizer's to share.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Elmont. How are you, Jim?
Hello, guys. You're talking about food. How about you guys, after you went out to a club or a bar in the diner, what was a go-to? Mine was pizza burger, french fries, mozzarella cheese, brown gravy and the big onion rings.
Oh,
now onion rings is the call.
Mm.
Some two-ply situation for you.
Well, correct. And now in my late 50s, that might be a trip to the emergency room at 5 in the morning. Can't pull it off anymore. Now, I was going to call. Excellent points you're making about Soto. Where is he going to go? Where is he not going to go? I'm a Yankee fan. I'd love him to stay. But in the landscape of baseball now, it's not what it was back in the day with George. These teams, the owners, billions of dollars, some of them, have outside places to draw money from. So I would say you fans in Toronto could argue their team should get it, Boston especially,
where they're at.
Half the teams at baseball, their fan base could go down this road and say, we should get them. If Hal Steinbrenner happened to offer $700 million for 12 years, Steve Cohen does $750 for 12, and he draws the line there, I'm not going to kill Hal Steinbrenner. You guys sound like you are, because it sounds like the blank check kind of a thing here with him. He's a great player.
It's not a blank check. Okay, you know what? You brought up specific numbers. I think that's a fair question to ask. Sean Morash.
Yes.
He signs with the Mets, and we get the reporting that the Yankees' biggest offer was 12 years, $700 million, which, by the way, whip out the calculator on that. That is a massive offer. That is $58 million a year, which is crazy. And the Mets go to $750 over 12 years, which is $62 million a year. And that's, as far as Hal would go, it's where Steve goes. He picks the Mets.
$4 million difference.
$4 million a year difference over the course of 12 years. We come on the radio 2 o'clock the next day. I'm ecstatic. Tiki's congratulating me. And I say, what do you think, Sean? What is your response to that?
How could you not get to $5 million more per year if that's all it was going to take?
Now, will you do that with any number? That's what our last caller is saying. It's a fair question. Is there any line you would say, all right, you made that? I mean, look, how much more can I go?
I think if you really got to the point where, and we find out it's not just the Yankees, right? The Yankees will say the Dodgers for this case.
Right. It's a real bidding war.
Let's say they all come right around $700 million, and you find out that Steve Cohen is gone 15 years, like $800 million. Stay with me here. Where you go, wow, we really never had a chance. Like, he was that blowing away. Then I got to walk away and go, you know, how was within reason with every other team? This is just so astronomical that Steve left his mark. That's the only time I stomach it, if it's so crazy. But anything that's like $4 million more, I'm going to look at it and go, how could you not go 4.5 more?
That's the dangerous part about this.
Which is why I think it's going to play out longer than you think.
Because every time you look at a number breakdown, like the one our last caller said, it's easy to rationalize and say, it's not that big of a difference. If you were willing to go to 700, why wouldn't you go a little further? Why are you walking away at that number?
It's so crazy to just think about the money, how much money he's going to make.
Yeah.
And we're not even counting whether he cares about the organization that he's going to play in.
Because
I think that has to be a part of it, right? Do you like the organization? Do you like the baseball people? Do you like the owners? Do you like the fan base? All that stuff. Because this is going to be the rest of his baseball career.
Right.
And we're making it seem like it's all about money. Now, maybe it is all about money, but you got to think that once you get a certain amount of money, it's happiness matters too.
But then, right? I would ask you this. You're right. For all of us, or for a lot of us, we would kind of have those tiebreakers. It sounds like you had a good experience with the Yankees. There's no evidence that this was a bad experience.
Agreed.
What could happen in a meeting with Steve Cohen and David Stearns that makes him say, there, I want to play there?
I don't.
What could possibly happen?
Nothing, to be honest with you.
That's where the Yankees have the home field tie goes to the runner advantage.
They can say, well, we're in New York too.
Yes.
What does that even mean?
So the taxes are the same. That's the only thing it means. It's less complicated for his mom, who's a CPA. By the way, my dad's a CPA, so me and Juan have a lot in common.
It'll really be about the people then. That's the only differentiator.
Right.
Is the players on the team, the people in the organization. Because playing in New York is, now obviously Met fan is different than the Yankee fan, obviously.
Curtis Granderson once told us that Met fans are better than Yankee fans, but that's Curtis speaking, not
me. That was his current team, or the last one he was
on. So you're saying he was pandering?
Why not? Would you not?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? The Yankee fans were so much better than you Met fans. Oh, he's done. So, like, I think it's, I wonder about what matters to him. Because it can't just be money. Yes, obviously it will be money. but it can't just be money.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Can I pitch something silly here that's never been done before?
You never pitch stuff that's silly. That you're a very serious radio host.
Very, very serious. I don't understand.
Sean is already rolling his eyes. He's afraid.
It will solve all of our problems.
Can I ask you a question before you pitch it?
Yeah.
Is it going to lead to a Lugash debate series?
I'm not in the mood.
I'm not in the mood.
You're not in the mood. You get in the mood. Here's my pitch.
Yes.
Because this is unprecedented with his age and how great he is.
I get it. We share him. The Yankees get him on Tuesdays, and we get him on Wednesdays. No?
Tiki, you're in the broadcasting industry. He stepped on my call.
Right.
Wait a second. That was it?
The Yankees and Mets share Juan Soto. They both sign him. Oh, now, it's like when you have a divorce or something with your kids.
Maybe
he plays a year with the Yankees, then a year with the Mets. You could split the season. Maybe, every other game if they play in the World Series.
Who does he play for in the postseason?
So if only one gets there, easy problem to fix, right? Obviously, if the Yankees get there, he plays with the Yankees. If the Mets get there, he just plays with the Mets. If they both, he could kind of swap. You could have all right.
Play every day?
Yeah, you have to talk to Rob Manfred and set up a schedule where he could be in both places, which I think they could accommodate.
I'm really proud of myself. I speak Tommy so well that I actually came up with his idea. Yeah. Out of absurdity to what I thought his idea would be.
It works for Juan Soto because now you have two owners that could pay you. So it's like going, I don't know if you go Dutch when you go out to dinner, right? You pay half, I pay the other half.
Collectively, you pay him $1 billion.
He could get $1 billion. $500 million from Hal, $500 from Steve.
Just one little favor.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever said, Tommy. It was pretty interesting.
Evan stepped on the line.
It's not dumb. It's actually really smart.
Stop. It's never going to happen.
Can you do me a colossal favor?
Stop doing meth?
Tonight.
Would you shut up?
No, I'm actually going to say something nice. At 6:30. When I get my car and the Luke hour starts, I want the show to begin with, the Yankees and Mets should share Juan Soto, 888-808-1019. And I want you to do 20 minutes, serious. No one, people probably didn't hear this at 4:55. A serious, open on why they should share them, and then open it up for phone calls. Can you do that for me?
I have to talk about Tommy DeVito
for an hour. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Wouldn't you rather in your car hear Tommy very seriously?
It's Wednesday. You have time.
Yeah, you got time. But tomorrow.
Well, I'll do it at some point here over the next
Not at some point. I think it should be the
opening program.
It should be your entire show.
It would be a good show, though. I'm kind of serious.
No, it would be. I just want to hear the call.
As a Mets fan, I do want him, obviously, to sign with the Mets. I do think he will, but why not? We share him.
Why not?
16-year contract?
You know what, Tommy? I think it's a genius idea. I think you should open the show with that, and then you'll never get asked to do a weekend show again because you've actually accomplished the tank.
You're funny.